I met Munyani Wright at a mall booth, stacks of her sci-fi fantasy books arranged beside her. The Omaha author was doing something unique, creating magical worlds where African-American characters are the heroes, time traveling through music. Wright is a UNO psychology graduate, began the Music Mentoryology in 2014, a project that started as a poem and grew into three books.
The Music Man is about a teen boy who runs away from home. He feels like his mother doesn't love him. And so he knocks on a stranger's door whose name is Cornelius, who's also known as the Music Man. He opens the door and he lets him in from the cold, and they find out they share a passion for music. And then they play a song that the man composed on the piano, and it transports them to an alternate magical dimension.
Despite finishing the first book by 2017, Wright hesitated to publish. Then came an unexpected push, the Pixar film Coco, about a boy transported to another land through music. The parallel to her own story gave Wright the confidence she needed. She published it in 2018, and two more books followed, now available in Amazon and audible in all formats. But Wright's motivation runs deeper than just telling a good story.
So I am a huge Harry Potter fan. I love fantasy. The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. I love sci-fi. And I always felt, as a person who is African-American, I always felt like there was underrepresentation in those genres, and horror as well, and adventure, but specifically sci-fi fantasy. And so that was one of the inspirations for me creating my trilogy.
Wright's approach intentionally avoids centering her character's blackness around trauma and historical oppression. Instead, she wanted to create something she wished she had growing up, a magical world where kids who looked like her simply existed as ordinary heroes having extraordinary adventures. It is a choice that reflects both her love of classical music, she played violin and piano growing up, and her belief that representation means showing up the full complexity of human experience, not just a struggle.
I was tired of, I know what the history, the slave trade and whatnot, and the all of that, just, you know, even with time travel, it's like just focused on that. And it's just like, we're so much, our history is very complex. And so I wanted to create a series where we're existing and we're just playing instruments and time traveling like other, you know, ordinary people, you know, and whatnot. And so I didn't want it to be focused on racism. And I wanted it to just be a fun series that kids, teens specifically, and kids can get lost in.
Wright's ambition extends beyond books. She has already written the screenplay for her first novel and dreams of breaking into filmmaking. She has acted in local theater productions and sees screenwriting as her next frontier. Another way to expand representation in genres where it has been historically missing.
I love films, and so I eventually want to get into filmmaking. I have acted before. I actually acted in several plays at Metro Community College. I think it was in 2016, 2017. So that was really fun. It was my first time acting on a stage. I want to screenwrite. I actually wrote the screenplay for my first novel.
Munyani Wright will be at the Westroads Mall this Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m., selling and signing her books once again. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.